Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC. D-A-L-I. So a very famous theoretical physicist says we are going to be meeting aliens. We are going to discover them. We're going to realize that there are aliens, but the making contact with them is a quote-unquote terrible idea. Like Montezuma and the Cortez issue where Montezuma was nice and saying, yeah, come on in, and then Cortez conquered them, and then Montezuma's people were mad at Montezuma, and now we have Montezuma's revenge, and we get diarrhea. So is this really happening, or are we really talking aliens? I mean, for the past few weeks, all we've been hearing about is UFOs and aliens. Is this real? Are we really accepting the fact that now we have aliens, and we're going to be meeting aliens soon? I thought that was kind of random. We've been talking about aliens in the 50s and the 60s, and it's always been a supernatural discussion and something that we've been playing around with, and Star Wars, and then we made a Star Wars area where you could drink with aliens. I think you could go to a bar, and there's the alien type at Disneyland and all that. I mean, this has been something that has been fictional this whole time. Personally, I do believe there's life in the universe. There's other life going on in the universe. I really don't think we have aliens running around spaceships spying on us per se yet. I think just deep down in another part of the universe, you know, God made another group of people, because you know how he does everything in pairs, right? Like with Noah's Ark. So I think he said, just in case people on Earth screw up, we're going to have another planet over there that, you know, will hopefully, you know, we like to hedge. But apparently people are taking this seriously, and they're saying that we do have aliens, and when we do meet them, don't do what they do in TV, where it's like, oh, hi, yes, come on in, or we're here to greet you like Independence Day, and they shoot us anyway. So this is Michio Kaku, the physicist. He is Japanese. I believe he was he's from California, and he predicts that we are going to not only discover the alien life, but we are going to be able to communicate with them. So what do we say? What do we do? I mean, I didn't think this was something we had to actually identify and work on right now. I thought, you know, maybe let's get through COVID, let's get through the recession, let's figure out what's happening with the migrant surge, and no, it looks like we need to plan a welcoming party for the aliens. I'm not sure how that would look. I would like some advice, because if I do run into an alien, you know how the CDC gave us advice, right, on how to celebrate Easter and how to celebrate Halloween and all that. Does the CDC have any advice for the aliens? If an alien is not wearing a mask, are we supposed to confront the alien and ask them to wear a mask? How do we know aliens don't look like human beings? How do we know that the guy I run into at Walmart that isn't wearing a mask, that looks at me dazed, is not somebody on drugs, it's an alien in human form? Or maybe there are humans in other universes, and they look like us. There's an alien that's a Dr. Dahlia, right, over there, okay? Maybe she dental flosses her teeth a little better. Maybe she's a little bit more athletically inclined. And maybe she's a goddess. You know, how does this physician, this physicist know that they won't like us? Maybe they will look at us and go, gosh, you know, they are so awesome. They are so pretty. That, what can that happen? So I don't understand why this is now all of a sudden becoming, I don't know if this is a hoax or if we really are all of a sudden now going to be accepting and searching out and planning a welcoming party for aliens. Well, if aliens are the way we've depicted in the movies, I'm scared poopless from aliens. I don't think they're going to like us. I think they're going to want our world. They're definitely not going to want to share our world with us. They're going to probably think we're crazy. Why, you know, our movie theaters are closed. Yeah, well, and actually they might strike. They're like, you know, we're not even thinking about movies now because the movie theaters are closed. So we can kind of come in and they'll forget how we attacked, you know, Captain Kirk during Star Trek or something. I don't know. But, I mean, if I did see an alien, I'd be nice. But I think what people need to do is figure out who these aliens are and then how you communicate. You know, so like, if you go, hi, and that's the go kiss off, you know, and suck egg hand gesture, I could be in trouble. So maybe we do need a little bit of guidance. Maybe we do need to talk to Dr. Fauci about this. What do we do if we meet an alien? And how are we supposed to respond? My guess is something got spilled, something got leaked, and now everybody's realizing that the government has lied to us for years about there not being aliens, and there's something big supposed to happen, or Nostradamus had predicted something, and they're like, guys, you know, it's going to happen in May of 2021. And they want us all prepared, going, oh, yeah, we knew aliens were coming. Sorry, they've just been talking about this for the last week or two. Do you guys believe in aliens? Do you really believe this stuff? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And the reason I bring it up is that nothing, it really doesn't matter. If there really is an alien population, which, by the way, they probably don't like the term alien. They probably want to be called undocumented. And if there's some alien or undocumented or unidentified group of individuals from another planet that are going to come and seek us out and maybe move into our planet, then I don't even think it matters, because my guess is they're probably going to be a lot smarter than us. I think we're pretty smart, but I think we do a lot of dumb things. And if they are of the caliber of intelligence and of tech that we have assumed they would be, and we are now getting signs and being told that with their spaceships, they have better tech than we do, we're screwed. So, but for now, I'll carry an extra mask. Just in case I run into one, I can hand them the mask. But here you go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Derek Chauvin trial is, I believe, now in week 2. And the prosecution had brought up as a witness Dr. Bradford Langenfeld. Now, he was the ER doc at Hennepin County Medical Center who pronounced George Floyd dead on May 25th, 2020. And so Dr. Bradford Langenfeld's testimony was very interesting and obviously well sought out by both sides, prosecution and defense. And this is the doctor that pronounced George Floyd dead. He did try to resuscitate him, and he said he theorized that Floyd's cause of death was most likely asphyxiation, or not being able to breathe. Now, under questioning by prosecutor Jerry Blackwell, the doctor told jurors that he believed Floyd's cause of death on May 25th was asphyxia. He said any amount of time that a patient spends in cardiac arrest without CPR markedly decreases the chances of survival, which we've talked about on the show as well. And then he said those chances drop 10 to 15% with each possible minute. He said there was apparently, in the paramedics' reports, nothing to suggest that Floyd had a heart attack or drug overdose. And Langerfeld confirmed that he received no report that CPR had been performed by any of the four police officers or witnesses at the scene before the paramedics arrived. So Dr. Langenfeld said also how paramedics tried to revive Floyd for 30 minutes by the time he arrived in his ward, but that despite their efforts, he was in cardiac arrest, and he had some occasional pulseless electrical activity. It's activity in the heart that's not strong enough to establish a pulse, but he flatlined. Now, the medic cannot recall whether or not George Floyd was still cuffed on arrival, but he did remember seeing indentations from the handcuffs on his wrists. So Dr. Langenfeld told the court that he had considered a host of possible causes for Floyd's cardiac arrest and concluded that oxygen deficiency or asphyxia, most likely based on the information that he had. Now, even though the paramedics worked on him for 30 minutes, Langenfeld announced Floyd dead after 30 minutes in the hospital. He had been without a pulse for close to an hour. And he said, in the absence of any apparent reversible cause, I felt that the likelihood of any meaningful outcome was far below 1%, and we would not be able to resuscitate Mr. Floyd, so I pronounced him dead. That is probably one of the hardest things to do as a doctor, when to stop CPR, when to call it. And when you call the time of death of somebody, it is, I can't even describe what the room feels like. You have all this activity when you try to revive somebody, and you're doing chest compressions, and you're using the defib, and you're trying to pump oxygen, use an airbag, and you're calling out orders, and there's maybe 10 people in the room, and it's just all this hustle and bustle, and then we call it, and they say time of death, and you look at the time, and you say the time of death, 5:04. 1:47 p.m. and then everybody's quiet and we feel defeat. We put our arms down and it's just I couldn't do my job. That's how you feel, even though you can only do so much, because when you have revived somebody, you're like, okay, I should be able to do this all the time. But some people, they just can't be revived. And when you call it, it's quiet. And then, as a medical student, I would watch and wait and go, well, maybe I'll breathe again, maybe I'll breathe again. And I'm just watching and praying. Nothing happens. When you're a resident, a physician, you start the process of taking off the machines and getting ready to speak to the family. And it's a very awful time. So I believe the doctor seemed to be just a little emotional during that time. So the defense, however, interviewed him, and on cross-examination, Eric Nelson had focused on the high levels of carbon dioxide found in Floyd's system. Now, carbon dioxide, you could see when the body isn't exchanging gases, it isn't exchanging oxygen, but the defense said fentanyl can also do that. And the ER doctor agreed that Floyd had exceptionally high levels of carbon dioxide in his blood gases, which is a side effect of fentanyl consumptions. High levels were also found in his blood supply. The doctor earlier testified that he was not aware that Floyd was a chronic drug user, nor that he had been in an excitable state at any time during his interaction with the officers. He said both pieces of information could have caused him to consider drug use as being a part of his condition. But he also said that once a person is in cardiac arrest, fentanyl antidotes like Narcan and Naloxone have no impact. So as the pieces of information start to come out and people are wondering, what happened, and police officers are watching this very closely also, because it was so tragic, it was so bad, it was, people, in fact, Chauvin's boss, I think his police chief, is going to be testifying, Chief Medaria Arradondo, and he's going to be testifying that, putting a knee on somebody's neck is not proper protocol, I believe. He's going to be testifying that. I've been asked, I can't tell you by how many people now, what do police do when they need to restrain somebody until the paramedics come. I mean, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have had George Floyd on his stomach, and I wouldn't have, you know, had a knee on his neck. But again, I'm not a police officer, so I don't know what their protocols are. And I'm sure that's going to be revealed in the testimony. Either Derek Chauvin pulled that one just out randomly and kept him down and said, this is what I'm going to do, or he felt he had authority to hold him from, you know, lashing around and thrashing and hurting himself until the paramedics come. I'm not saying that to defend him. I'm just saying, you know, the impact of what he did with his knee is going to be revealed as to how much of that did contribute to George Floyd's death. The video that many people haven't seen is the video of George Floyd in the cop car, kicking himself out of the cop car, and then there's a lot of confusion as to why the cops didn't put him back into the cop car, or why, when George Floyd said, I'm going down, I can't breathe, I'm going down, why they put him down on the ground and then used the knee to restrain. Unless, again, they were told, restrain him any way you can until the paramedics come so he doesn't hurt himself. I don't know. We don't know. What we do know, though, is that he was having issues breathing. He was going through his medical event before the restraint, and care was not given during the restraint. Whether cops have oxygen available, whether they have sedatives that they could give. I believe in some states they can give sedatives like ketamine, and other states they can't. They can't give any sort of medicine or do any quote-unquote chemical restraint until the paramedics come. The paramedics are the only ones that are allowed to do that. So when people say, you know, should they have just driven him? Should they have gotten him back into the police car? We don't know. There was only that one video, and I don't know if we've seen all the video footage of him not wanting to be in the back of the police car. And again, if you are going through cardiac arrest, or if you are, you know, going through, let's say, a methamphetamine crisis, or you're having this mixed match of fentanyl or methamphetamine, or you're worried that if you go to jail, you won't be able to get the medications you're used to being on, like fentanyl and narcotics. You know, when people withdraw, or when people use narcotics and opiates, or are addicted to heroin, they are seeking it out many times, not because they want to get high, but because they are in so much pain, and it is such a miserable withdrawal, that they're just seeking the medicine out to feel like they could stay alive. And so I can't guess what could have been going on in George Floyd's head, but one reason why he might not have wanted to stay in the cop car is he did not want to go to jail and not be able to get, you know, what he's used to getting, because it is a miserable, miserable, very painful withdrawal. So, you know, the restraint and the decision to restrain for 9.5 minutes, was that dictated on you wait till the paramedics come? Or was that, you know, I just want to keep him down and I don't want to deal with this anymore? I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing.
Nearly one in three Americans and over 40% of adults have at least one shot.
Slavitt stressing that the coronavirus threat is still accelerated along with the distribution of vaccines. The Minneapolis police chief who called George Floyd's death a murder is taking the stand in the trial of his former officer, Derek Chauvin. Chief Madaria Arredondo fired Chauvin and three other officers the day after Floyd died. Madaria had previously stated that he would never be in the same room with Chauvin following Floyd's death. On the stand today, he said it's important to treat the public with dignity and be their guardians. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are in favor of an infrastructure plan, just not the $2.25 trillion plan that President Biden put forth last week.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So multiple states have opened up the COVID vaccine to people 16 years on up. I live in Nevada. So anybody who is over 16 that wants to get the vaccine can sign up. Now, if there's not enough supply, they'll have to wait for future shipments, but they can still try and access the website to sign up. Well, people have been so eager and so excited about kids, you know, or at least teenagers, being able to now start getting the vaccine, and anybody who wants to get the vaccine to get the vaccine, that in Texas, an 8-year-old boy got the vaccine. And 8-year-old kids are not supposed to get the vaccine yet. It hasn't been studied in kids. So a report said this was due to, quote, human error. Actually, I think computer error also. But the child was recently inoculated or given the shot at a Dallas County drive-up vaccine facility. It was operated by first responders at Grand Prairie after the boy's father registered him online through a county website and got an appointment. The three COVID-19 vaccines that are currently available in the U.S. are only for, if you're Pfizer, 16 years and older, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are 18 on up. I think Johnson & Johnson, you still have to be 18. Now, pediatrician Marcial Oquendo told the news outlet that the child's father thought it was okay to get his son vaccinated because he was able to register given a QR code. He was under the assumption that I submitted his information and he got an appointment. And when he got an appointment, he was like, we all got an appointment, so let's go. So because the computer allowed him to put his son into the computer, he thought, all right, then I guess it's okay. Now, the kid is fine, from what we understand. The pediatrician said the dad only realized that it was a mistake after speaking with the pediatrician. Dr. Oquendo said we don't have the data, especially under the age of 12, to say if it works, if it's safe, how much we should use, which kid could get it, which kids can't. It needs to be in a controlled setting of a clinical trial where we are monitoring every possible angle to be able to say if it's safe and effective to use in kids in this age group. So Grand Prairie Fire Department Chief Robert Fite confirmed to NBC5 Dallas that the boy was one of 3,800 people that day to be inoculated. That's a lot of people to get inoculated. And they are going to track down the paramedic who administered the shot and find out more information about how this happened. Now, he said they're in the car, there's a code, the paramedic did what the paramedic did for thousands of others for that day and went ahead and gave the vaccination and did not realize it was a child under the age of 18. God bless the paramedics out there, but how do you not realize that a little kid about 8 years old is not an 18-year-old? Fite explained that if a person receives a QR code to get the vaccine, part of our assumption is they understand who should be registered and who should not. So he's seeking answers from county officials, too, to find out how the software could allow an 8-year-old boy to get, you know, an appointment. They said, we had some questions about how a child under 18 could even get registered. If there was a fail system in place, then we wouldn't have had to worry because you couldn't get registered. So now Oquendo has notified the Pediatric Society and Dallas County Medical Society about the case. We're still trying to figure out what to do next. We're trying to figure out who needs to know what. So I would just temporarily, depending on the vaccine you're giving out, ask the age of everybody. And if somebody does not qualify for that age, put some signs up so parents will hold off also. So this human error, now they're saying he was put on the suspended ineligible list. There was human error and that list was moved over to get the people who were under 50 onto the eligible list, and they failed to scrub for people who were under 18. So basically what they mean is when they did the, I don't know how tech savvy you all are, I'm not, they're very tech savvy, but when you click the button to allow people under 50, they forgot to include in the filter but above 16. So probably infants could have even been added. So IT department is working on that. They're also going to have more training for our medics so they know if they see a person who does not appear to be old enough for the vaccine and they understand that we don't give vaccine to anybody under the age of 16 or anyone under the age of 18 if it's Johnson & Johnson and Moderna. Now, both Pfizer and Moderna are starting to test younger children with the vaccines. Pfizer said late last Monday that its vaccine is 100% effective in kids age 12 to 15. So people have asked, you know, would I trust this vaccine on a young kid? Based on what we're being told, based on what we're being told on how this vaccine works, I don't see on the outset a problem. I don't see how it would alter, I don't believe it would alter, you know, especially the mRNA vaccines. I don't know much about the Johnson & Johnson, but based on what I know about the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, the material goes into the cytoplasm, it doesn't go into the nucleus, tells the cell what to make. It makes those spike proteins. That's the only instructions it's given. The spike proteins then induce the antibody response, and then that mRNA is supposed to just dissolve and go away. So the side effect profile for adults, I believe, would be similar to kids, if not less. But, again, we don't know. I'm just pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. We don't know. So the 8-year-old, you know, he is kind of young. He's growing. Could his cells be replicating quickly, and could they make a mistake with the vaccine? I don't know. That's what they need to study. But right now, they're saying kids 12 to 15, it's safe. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in addition to COVID, we have a multi-state salmonella outbreak. So salmonella, every now and then we have salmonella outbreak, either linked to a restaurant or linked to something. Little animals, little chickadees, turtles, pet turtles. I think we're responsible for the last one. So we're being told now that a salmonella outbreak linked to 19 illnesses, including 8 hospitalizations across 8 states, have been linked to wild songbirds. The CDC is investigating and says the illnesses date as far back as December 26, 2020, and the bacteria from sick people's samples are closely related, and it was similar to the samples collected from sick or dead wild pine siskin birds. I don't usually get close enough to a bird to get salmonella from it, so I'm not sure what's going on there. The agency also warned that the true number of illnesses is likely much higher, as many people can recover from salmonella without medical care. The outbreak sickened people ages 2 months to 89 years. Median age of being sick was 16. And health officials said laboratory and epidemiological data point to contact with wild songbirds and with bird feeders, likely leading to the illness. So birds could carry germs like humans, right? They could carry salmonella. They might look healthy. They might look clean. They could spread it to other birds, spread it to other pets. And then if you touch your mouth or your nose with unwashed hands, you could get sick. So bird baths, bird feeders, you have to be careful. You got to clean and disinfect bird feeders, bird baths weekly. When they are visibly dirty, it could keep you safe. The agency also warns against cleaning bird feeders in the kitchen or in places where food is prepped for storage. So, see, I don't have birds. I mean, when I was little, my mom had a couple birds, but because we have cats, I'm not going to have a bird because I think the cat's going to try to eat the bird. I think the bird would be going to be terrorized by the cats. I get terrorized by my cats. I just don't understand. They just stare at me like, you know, like this woman's got to go. So if you do have a bird, you got to be careful. Do not teach or hand or touch or hand feed birds with your bare hands. If you do find a sick bird, call your state wildlife agency. So salmonella could cause diarrhea. It could cause high fever, stomach cramps. Usually happens 6 hours to 6 days after swallowing the bacteria. Most people recover about 4 to 7 days, but sometimes people need antibiotics. Sometimes people need hospitalization if they've been losing a lot of fluid and if they're pretty sick. So it's, not an easy illness. So, you know, people ask me, what is the safest pet to have? Rock. Pet rock. Honestly, they poop the least. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnson & Johnson is going to oversee the vaccine production at this Baltimore facility that I guess has been criticized for a production error that occurred at Emergent BioSolutions. Apparently, millions of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine had to be discarded. But the White House said, don't worry, it will not impact already distributed doses. Jeff Zients, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, said all doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that have already been distributed came from a different FDA-approved facility. So Zients said the FDA is currently working with Johnson & Johnson to further investigate the issue, and they will provide an update when a probe is complete. So what happened? Well, apparently, workers at the Baltimore production facility reportedly mixed ingredients from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with those from the yet-to-be-approved AstraZeneca vaccine. I don't know how that would have happened. On Thursday, the Associated Press revealed that Emergent BioSolutions has a history of citations with the FDA for issues regarding poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and even mold at one of its facilities. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. Johnson & Johnson had delivered 20 million doses by the end of March and has committed to deliver another additional 24 million in the month of April. And Zenz had said, most importantly, the company has committed to be at or near 100 million doses by the end of May. We will have enough supply for all Americans by the end of May, which is what is most important here. So Zenz said the U.S. is averaging 2.7 million shots administered per day, up from last week's 2.5 million. He said no other country has vaccinated this many people this fast. No, it's great. It's a good job. I just don't know what the heck is happening in terms of the mishap. I mean, the ingredients, how do you take, you know, is it like a cupboard, you know, where you could grab your cinnamon, grab your garlic, grab your onion? I did that. There was like yellow sugar. I guess the sugar was in the yellow color form, and I thought it was the garlic. So I added sugar. It actually tasted good. It tasted really good. I added sugar to food. Not healthy, but dang, it tasted good. Hubby's like, gosh, you've never made it taste this good before. What did you put in it? Nothing. And then I realized it was sugar. So the U.S. might not need AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine after all, even if the shot gets approved. This is according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. In an interview with Reuters last week, Fauci, chief medical officer to the White House, said the nation already has enough contracts with other vaccine makers to inoculate the entire population. He said, my general feeling is that given the contractual relationships we have with a number of companies, that we have enough vaccine to fulfill all of our needs without invoking AstraZeneca. Now, he also believes that we have enough vaccine supply for booster shots in the fall. Yep. I guess we're going to have boosters. They were talking about that. I guess he's implying that it's going to happen. He said, if you look at the numbers of doses that we are going to be getting, it is likely that we can handle any boost that we need, but I can't say definitely for sure. So, if they are expecting that we're going to need a booster, I am. I'm expecting it with the variants. We just talked about that double variant. We know the P1 Brazilian variant. I think there's been multiple cases seen in certain states. I think Massachusetts is one of them. So AstraZeneca shot was going to be a breakthrough shot using a chimpanzee adenovirus to bring in the DNA material, talk to our DNA to tell us to make mRNA. But dozens of countries had suspended AstraZeneca, the AstraZeneca shot, after reports that linked it to a rare blood clotting disorder. And then U.S. regulators accused the company of cherry-picking the data to make the shot look more effective. And then AstraZeneca had said the data was based on pre-specified interim analysis and agreed to release an updated report. So AstraZeneca still thinks that the results, even though it showed a diminished, still show a strong efficacy, and they will seek FDA emergency use authorization for the vaccine within a few weeks. But if it's not needed, it's not needed. So, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Somebody had asked about how they don't lose their card. Can they input it into a database? We don't have a database right now. I've been taking pictures, and I'm hesitating posting on Facebook. See, what I do is I lose my phones. I lose a lot of the pictures. I know you can upload it to iCloud, and for some reason I was worried about having my kids, you know, young pictures uploaded. So I put on Facebook. I put the pictures on Facebook, and Facebook will then remind me that, oh, this was a photo you had, or, you know, it's almost like my data bank of pictures. And so immediately after I got my COVID vaccine, I'm like, let me post the card on Facebook. Because then if I ever lose it, I could pull up, at least Facebook has it for me. Well, the problem with that is the government asked us to not do that because then people can copy the card and your personal information is there. I mean, I blocked out the logo and I blocked out my birthday, but what I tell everybody to do is take a picture of your card, then upload it to maybe your email. So then if you did lose the picture, you could then hopefully find the email. Maybe also send a copy to your doctor's office, but and then maybe laminate it so it doesn't get ruined. Sometimes the lamination process could hurt it, but if you do have a laminated card, I don't believe it's going to hurt it. I think you're okay with that. I haven't heard anybody say, you know. But just make sure you take pictures of it before you start laminating it. The other issue, though, with laminated is, let's say you need a booster. If you notice the card has multiple boxes, so they're assuming you might have to add a booster added to that. So if it's laminated, then you're going to have to unlaminate it. So I haven't laminated my cards yet. We have a laminator, but I haven't done that yet because in case I need a booster and I need to write it on there or have it written on there and stamped, they couldn't do it if it was laminated. So I would just make sure you have multiple copies and then keep it in a safe or keep it someplace where you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while New York City is battling a lot of crime, many states are that have been kind of considering defunding the police and not putting more resources to law enforcement, we've seen an exodus of people leave New York City. This exodus, unfortunately, is causing tax money revenue to drop. And so I believe Governor Cuomo and the New York State has a plan for $4.3 billion of tax hikes to cover the pandemic shortfall. So there's going to be something called the millionaire's tax, where individuals earning more than $1 million or couples over $2 million are going to have to pay 9.65% state tax, up from 8.82%. Then there's a city tax for New York City, I believe 3.88%. So the New York wealthiest who live, I guess, in Manhattan, that make that much money are going to probably tax more than you get taxed in California. Corporations will pay 7.25%, up from 6.5%. And the state did get a lot of money from Joe Biden. I believe they got $12.5 billion. But Andrew Cuomo said it wasn't enough because they have a $15 billion budget deficit. So they're going to start increasing more taxes. And, you know, I'm kind of torn with the whole, if you make over $5 million, you're going to pay 10.3%. Annual income more than $25 million, taxed at 10.9%. You know, people say, well, you know, they're rich, they make a lot of money. So if they're making $25 million, they're still millionaires. I understand that when you have a lot of money, higher taxes don't hurt you as much as younger individuals do. But when a corporation gets taxed and they have bottom lines, they're not going to just eat it. They're going to pass on the cost to the consumer. And even if you and I aren't getting taxed, we are paying for these corporations to foot the bill. Everybody has to pay, unfortunately, to help other people pay their bill. So it still hurts us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.